Blog Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. We're live at the Proving Grounds. That's right. And I am not joined by Dan the Man, the above average comedian Dan the Man Law. Who I am joined by is the American Fat Neck.
You better watch it, Dean. That's American Roughneck.
That's American Fat Neck to me. I don't have any loyalty to you, sir. So let's just start out. I might as well get things going here with you. Now tonight, you're going to have on... You're going to be a guest of probably the best stand-up guy that I know in this company, and that is the Knight Rider, Robert Knight. Now, what's going to happen when you go in there? Are you going to accept his hand in friendship?
Are you waiting for that hat to come back in style?
Are you going to accept his hand in friendship? That's all I want to know. I want to know. Tell the people now.
Robert Knight is out there blaming me for losing his championship. It wasn't his championship. It was mine or Tyrino's.
Yours or Tyrino's?
And apparently it went to Tyrino.
Why was it either you or Tyrino? What's that all about, Robert?
Because we deserve it.
You deserve it. Why not Robert Knight? He's the 2.5-hour Battle Royal champion. Not only that, he trained, obviously, for 2.5 hours at a local friendlies.
Apparently, yes.
I guess we finally found something that we could agree upon.
I cannot believe I just agreed with you.
We finally did. We did agree. And hopefully he's not listening right now.
Yeah, I just can't wait.
I am one of his biggest supporters.
I can't wait. I honestly can't wait for him to come in with his tiger's trying to be the... You know, come on. What's he going to say and go, I'm great.
He might do that. Now, Roughneck, I'm just wondering, because this thing between you and Robert Knight, it has really gone to a boil recently. For months and months, like I was saying, during the match, during the commentary last month,
mm-hmm.
I was saying during the commentary that this was something between you and none other than Robert Knight, something that was going on. It was baking for quite some time. Now, is it finally coming to an end?
He's invited me on the show. He said there's going to be no match. He just wants to talk. He wants me to apologize. I don't know why I'm here to apologize, but I've accepted his offer to come in the show that he's going to hold in the very ring that he got pinned in.
That is true. I mean, facts are facts, and even I can look at the facts because I am the dean of credibility.
Really?
I'm going to go there. Okay. I am the dean of credibility, Roughneck, and I will say one thing. If one thing is true, he did get pinned. However, you were one of the reasons for that. Can you at least go on the record? I accept the fact that Robert Knight got pinned after Tyrino tried attempted murder. But, come on.
What?
You saw it just like I did. That clothesline.
He got pinned.
That clothesline was a bit on the illegal side.
Well, he should have ducked.
Maybe or maybe not, he should have ducked, but here's the thing. Are you willing to put all this behind you?
What, that he got pinned?
No, not that he got pinned, but this whole mess. I think it's a misunderstanding.
Listen.
Look, you have a chance not to worry about it.
I've told you before, I'm for the people. Him, that being Robert Knight, works for a foundation. The other clown I used to have a beef with, he works for a corporation. I don't have time for it. He came at me. They double-teamed me. It's not over.
That kind of happens a lot with you, doesn't it? You seem to be on good terms with somebody, and then before you know it, they're upset with you.
Apparently, I'm a bad judge of character.
I can agree with you on that,
too,
sir.
You know why you're bad judge of character? Because this guy starts a show without me.
Well, where were you?
I was fixing stuff because he doesn't know how to press the play button.
Well, I pressed play 3 times, Dan.
Yeah, all right.
You want your chair back?
Because I'm about done with this Robert Knight.
What are you talking about? I'm just trying to give you an opportunity.
Listen,
I'm trying to give you an opportunity to get out of probably the biggest beating of your life, Robert.
There's going to be no beating. He offered me a chance to be on his little show, not the one with the fan mail.
That's right, Night Court. It will happen tonight.
It will happen tonight. I accepted his invitation. We're going to go in there. We're going to talk.
Be a man and shake his hand.
We'll see what happens, and we'll see if he has anything intelligent to say.
Will you at least shake my hand in friendship?
Why would I shake your hand?
Shake my hand,
Robert. Hi, Dan. How are you?
That's right.
This is disrespectful. I've had enough of you. Please leave.
Phil, yeah.
Where's your pie?
I know I have this. Have a coffee. You get out of here.
I will.
Oh,
Reese's.
No. You stay away from the Reese's. Now, finally, we can get this show started.
We got some Tic Tacs here.
We can finally get this show started.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. This guy.
He broke everything.
I'm telling you.
Ugh.
But, Dan, we are here.
We're here. It's showtime coming.
It's the Proving Grounds. It is 10:30.
1030 Delphi Drive, building 4W, 5A off 295, south. If you go north, you go in the wrong direction. If you go show.
That's right. Well, that show's already over anyway, but let's just say we have a great show. So, let's just start this show off with a match that personally makes me a little bit ill. It makes me a little bit sick. It's going to be Glenn Storms. He's for the people.
Yeah, as
taking
he should
on,
be.
Taking on King Blackie.
Oh, you mean you're going to let him in this time?
Blackie's already here,
good.
So I've been told.
Yeah,
so
okay.
King Blackie will be here tonight, taking on Glenn Storms. And frankly, this makes me a little sick. They're friends.
Yeah.
They're going to have an honorable match.
So you don't like it when friends get to have a nice competitive match in the ring, is what you're saying?
No, not at all.
Why?
Makes me sick.
You're an idiot.
Where do you see that one, Dan?
I'm going to have to go with Glenn. I'm going to go with the Punk Rock.
The Hollister Punk
the Hollister
Rocker.
Punk Rocker.
It is his first singles match coming back.
I'm interested to see, and he's got my favorite Tron. Speaking of Trons, you go to these other places.
And they
this
have...
production is second to none. This video screen is straight.
Irregardless, Dan, the next match, it's going to be Crazy Ivan. He's crazy.
He's crazy. They'll let him out once a month. They wrestle.
To wrestle. That's it.
They
he
should
has
probably
a one
terminate him.
Day pass. Now we have Crazy Ivan taking on Mark Angel. Now Mark Angel, he's trying to have a new attitude, but I think he's a little confused. He's worried about the fans. How do you see this?
I don't think he has the mental capacity to handle it. So I think
Mark or Crazy.
The Crazy. Mark, I think. Mark, I think we'll take this one in the no time.
Okay, so you're going with Mark Angel on that one. Now, the next one, I can't wait for it. It's going to be the paper boy, the tire flipper, Steve Zapp.
Hey!
Steve Zapp!
Why are you so mean to these people?
Taking
you're
on,
a broadcast journalist. Stay on that side of it.
Taking on the upgrade, the former hotshot Mike Reed.
What were you upgraded from?
Well, from
Windows 7?
The hotshot.
From the hot shot to the upgrade.
Actually, Mike Reed probably upgraded from Windows Millennium. Just saying. He's old school, Dan. That's all I meant by that.
I'm going to go with Steve on this one.
So the tire flipper, you're putting one in the win column for the tire flipper.
I am putting one on the tire flipper. Keep it up, man. Everybody, let them all come over here and take candy. They can take one shot at you.
Then
you're out of your mind.
Then we have the United States title match. The guy who shouldn't have even been champion, Dan.
Why?
He lost the match twice, Dan. Eliminated twice. It was over. We have the uncrowned champion, but we're going to get to Robert Knight a little bit later on. So we have LJ Cruz.
Yeah, right.
Hashtag Mr. VIP.
Hashtag Baby VIP.
Part of the Me Society. Someone we had on our show this past week, he's looking forward to this opportunity, and I cannot wait to see the match itself.
That's going
to
be a great match.
Taking on the U.S. champion, Ty Reno.
You got two top-notch competitors in independent wrestling, if not wrestling, period.
Well, here's another thing about the match, Dan. If you listen to that interview, and I know you did, but the people out there might not have.
No, not enough.
Well, not yet, but we usually catch up around
blogtalkradio.com/Hell in a Cell.
They'd already be there, wouldn't they?
You might be on BradyHicks.com.
You know how many listens we get from there? Anyway. So, they did train together, Dan. Oh, it's the truth. They did train together.
Yeah.
The CZW Academy. They did come up in this business together. They know each other quite well. And again, this is a little bit of respect. But LJ Cruz, he has the Me Society on one hand. Ty Reno has Empire on the other. It could be gang warfare. At the Proving Ground. 1030 Delcy Drive.
1030, building 4W, exit 25A. I think, being they train together, there might be a little bit of respect there for each other. So that might keep cooler heads. But there's enough egos on either side.
That's
you
true.
Might see it explode.
It's
you
very
never
true.
Know.
It's very true.
It will be videotaped by one of the best in the business, so don't you worry. If you miss it, which you shouldn't, NewMoonRisingWrestling.com.
NMRWrestling.com.
There's a future. Oh, wait, that's not a child in the ring. That's King Blackie. No comment then.
I'm about to tell him. Hey, King.
All right.
I'm going to tell him. You should keep it up. So, we're going to stall, or?
No. What we're talking about now, we already had Roughneck on here. We were talking about it a little bit.
Well, how'd you get Blackie in the ring since you're talking so much about him?
I don't know. He did say he wanted to come over.
I think he has some things to settle for you.
I don't know. He had to get some things off his chest.
I'll go get him. I'll go get him.
You can do that. I'll talk a little bit about this night court. Go ahead.
You keep your pants on while you still can, pal.
Go ahead. It's a pleasure to see you, sir. How are you doing today?
I'm better
How
than
you.
You.
How you doing, my friend?
Keep your
Come
hands.
Here. Now, last month I did warn you, didn't I? I said if you tried to get in, you would be denied entry. And that's what happened.
First of all, you get your damn hands off me. You sit there, you want to endorse the Meat Society, LJ, Chacha Cruz. You sit there and you want to endorse Jake Bischoff and the Meat Society instead of the Empire. I should Yakuza kick your face off for not letting me in the field.
No use of this program.
Yeah, see, that's what I should do. I should crank up right now, kick your face off, and have it slide down the wall. That's what I should do right
now. Goodness. Now, I thought we always had a lot of respect, Blackie.
We did, until you cost me the U.S. title last month, where I couldn't enter the building. And, you know, I love Ty. He wouldn't have beat me, and I would have been the U.S. champion, and I'm not now because of you.
Because of me. So you're blaming that on me. Maybe if you didn't have those weapons upon you.
What do you mean, my hands?
Let's talk about the weapons that you had on you.
Okay, fine. Let's talk about the weapons. The weapons that I have is my left fist and my right fist and the 2 feet that I have. So what? I'm born with those. You didn't let me in the building because you know I would have won your tournament, but you wanted to sit there and you wanted Jake Bischoff, Justin American, or whatever his name is, and you wanted...
Okay. Let's talk turkey then. We're going to talk turkey here. You got me? Robert Knight deserved that title.
I'm about to.
I'm trying
to.
He deserves it.
Robert Knight deserved that title, and what happened? He was this close, but you know what? Your brother, your main man, Ty Reno, still came away with that title. So I don't understand why you're upset with me, quite frankly. The Empire still has the title.
I'm going to say it again. Yeah, that's great for him. But you know why we're in this business? For titles. You know why it's about titles? Because you get paid more money. Do you know what I do with more money? I take care of the kids over there. You know what else I do? I pay my probation officer. You know what I'm saying? I want to make the big cheese. I don't come here just to wrestle for fun. I'm not a Mizark. I'm a wrestler. I'm a worker.
Well,
you cost me money last month.
How much money did I cost you?
Would you want me to sit there and talk brass tacks on the air? I don't do that.
You can do that.
Huh? You want me to write it down? You want me to write you a figure?
Write me a figure.
All right, give me a piece of paper.
There you go. Okay, he's writing down the number. He's folded the paper. I'm opening the paper. And it says, none of your business.
That's right. I should have put damn in there, but I didn't feel like taking up too much time on the air. It's none of your damn business how much I lost out on. What does matter is...
Would an apology make things right between us, Blackie?
No, shut up. I'm giving myself over. You know what's going to happen is, tonight, I'm going to go out there... Because I'm the television champion of DWF.
That is true.
That's right. Damn right I am. And I'm going to go out there. I'm going to choke Glenn Storm. Choke him out. And then I want a title shot at the World Heavyweight title. Ty has the U.S. title. What do you want? I see your finger.
Well, here's the thing about that.
Your finger's dirty.
No, it's not.
Wait, it is.
It's not dirty. It's ink.
That's dirt.
Why are you
it's
trying
ink.
To cause dissension?
I'm not causing dissension.
You're
what
trying
I wanna know,
to.
What I want to know is... He was saying he's going to go in there and kick or choke out or something Glenn Storm's face. I thought this was a match between two equals, two friends, that we're just going to have an honorable match. If you're telling me that you're going to go in there and kick his face off, you have my endorsement.
Where was it last month when I couldn't get into the building?
Hmm?
I think you're doing that right now because I'm about 2 inches away from you. And, like, literally, I could push you out this seat upside down on your skull.
That could happen.
Mm-hmm.
I hope cooler heads prevail, Blackie.
Mm-hmm.
Are cooler heads going to prevail? I see the tattoos.
Yeah.
I see the anger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you like that? Mm-hmm.
I see the bracelet on your ankle.
Oh,
and I'm just...
Damn.
He talked about probation officers.
I will stand between you just because I'm thicker than you. But I'm not going to stop him if he moves me.
I'm telling you. So I'm just trying to clear things up between Blackie and I. I think...
You're doing a hell of a job of clearing things. Oh, good. Here comes more ammo.
Oh, Let me say one last thing. The whole empire's here.
What's up now, brother? I've never had a problem with you.
That's what I told him.
This. First of all, I'm glad Sienna Duvall is here.
Hi.
Hey, that's right. The first woman of New Moon Rise in wrestling. But you know what, though? I'm sick of this. It's a conspiracy. I look on the flyer. I'm not on the flyer. I think they might have mentioned me, but I don't see my face on there. I see the Untouchables on there with their little basketball jerseys and the guy that got punched by the Big Show. That's what I see on there. I see Crazy Ivan. Where the hell has he been? And I sit there and I see Jake Bischoff. What has he won? He hasn't won nothing.
He's pounding his fist right now.
Yeah, and I'm sick of this. I'm sick of overlooked. I'm sick of this company.
Well, wait a second. What about HBR? Your opponent's on the poster.
I don't care about that guy. I care about me. I don't care about the Miz Jr. I care about the reason why I haven't got a title shot. I don't get my just desserts around here.
He does the fires himself. That's why he's on fire.
Makes sense.
Oh.
Well,
hashtag shoot.
That could have been.
Yeah.
That could have been.
Hashtag.
But, Blackie, I really want this to be good. I really want things to go back like they were. Now, at Brownie's 23 East tonight, some personal friends of mine will be there, drop dead sexy. Maybe we could go.
They're not invited.
That's what they used to call me in high school.
But
they don't believe me just in high school?
They're personal friends of mine. You know, we can...
Are you tongue-tied there, Dean?
A little bit. I'm just trying to find out what's going on. These guys are giving hand signals.
Mm-hmm.
They don't even see my baseball. You don't need to see our play. Yeah. It's like baseball.
They
don't
even
see our play.
Speak.
You
tell them, Dean.
You need to see our play.
They communicate.
We're in World Series every year.
Now, Sienna, last month, you wrestled Cherry Lane.
Yes.
You were dropped on your head. You came back.
Mm-hmm.
You finished that match.
Yes, I did.
What was that moment like for you, dropping on your head? Scary moment for us.
Scary at... She's gonna ask what to drop me on my head.
She got a hell of a clothesline later on in that match. Let me tell
you.
A little stiff on
that's
that.
That's called a receipt.
in all seriousness.
That was a receipt. That
so
was a receipt.
Yeah, that moment I dropped in my head and I knew it was bad as I was going down. I said, "Oh shit." Boom. And that was it.
Watch your mouth, young lady.
Did it go through
fuck,
like
man. I'm sorry.
Watch your goddamn mouth
I'm
on the
sorry.
Goddamn radio.
Look, I have a question here.
The fuck? You got a fucking question?
I have a fucking
question. The fuck?
Me?
Damn.
Well, damn.
This will never see the air. This will never ever be heard
this is
again.
Gonna be a bunch of beep.
Did it go through in slow motion? Do you like, oh crap, this is gonna suck? Or
when
like,
I
it happened?
When
happened?
I hit the rope, I went to jump over her and I felt her wobble a little bit and I'm like, oh shit. I knew it was coming.
Okay.
I knew
so
it was coming.
You at least could prepare brace yourself.
It was no prepare.
You can't prepare to land on your head. I'm not even a wrestler.
You, not that way. You can.
Not that way.
But when you're jumping over and you're about to land,
yeah.
And your body's going to land, it was nothing that my arms could do.
My feet are over here.
My feet are up here. You know, and she just sat down.
Yeah.
Got a faithful ass.
Mm. Sorry.
It's not the face full of ass that will make you smile. It's more like the face full of ass that somebody farts.
Well then, never mind.
Oh, this would be like Ron Stark.
Now look.
Yeah. Shoot, boom, motherfucker. Boom, boom.
That was not cool. Wait, you finished the match.
Yes.
And then you were back out later on.
Yes, I did. So, you know, the whole the Diva Beater is someone that doesn't stay down. She keeps fighting no matter how hurt she can be.
I think things are cool between
us. Yes, but you got to stick
here. You're at a level.
I'm trying to.
My brother.
I'm trying.
You can't
stop
the show.
I'm trying.
He's here now. No, I've seen
it. Yeah, you had to do this.
Okay.
So,
yeah, you
got to
do that, too.
I got to do that, too.
Blank.
You have to do this. You have to make things right with Empire. I mean, you sent my brother out to the show.
Look.
You come in about his tattoos and his ankle bracelet. That's just a buckle on his boots. He does not have an ankle bracelet.
He's sitting there eye-raping my tattoos. You like that? You like the brown skin? You like that? No, I'm just saying, if you like my swag, you like my tattoos, I have nothing against that. I mean, it's not for me. I don't play on that side of the team, but I'm just saying. Thank you.
That's sound real gay.
Dude, what does it matter?
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
He brought it up again.
Well, he's the one that said he was thicker than him.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, I mean, to protect him if he was, but I said I wasn't going to stop to move him. Look, I was defending.
Now you got another member of the Empire.
I was defending you guys.
Now look, it's that big.
I was just saying I would stand between them, but I wouldn't stop.
Ron Star comes out here. I got surprises for him.
I'm just blocking.
Yeah, we got another member of the Empire.
I'm just blocking. Extend the arms and move them up and down.
Kind of like a goalie. Kind of like a flyer goalie, but I'm not going to really move to block anything.
Right. Extend and move up.
Oh, dog. The newest member of the Empire. Oh, dog. Come here. Say hi to the people.
Hey,
brother. How you doing, brother?
Okay.
The Empire episode.
Tonight you're taking
it's all about the Empire.
Nathan Avery.
You're taking over the show.
That's a good opponent. Nothing against Nathan Avery, man. But I know you got that.
You know what? Hey, I'll tell you what, Odell, come here. Put your arm against the mic. Let the people hear how strong you are. Show them that muscle. Show them that.
The world's good. Now they need a new mic.
That shit bent.
New mic, brother.
Bent. Bent.
Oh, boy.
If the microphone's still working.
I just go. Yeah,
you're good.
Ty.
Yes.
Blackie.
Yes. C.
From the bottom of my heart.
Don't believe a word he says.
We used to be on very good terms.
Yeah,
from the bottom of the heart,
nowhere,
I apologize. I apologize for costing you your United States title shot.
Thank you.
I apologize for wronging you with my words.
All right.
Until the next time it does.
LJ Cruz, that's your ass.
Boy.
So will LJ Cruz be getting a receipt tonight? Or something?
He's getting a receipt, he ain't even buy shit.
All I gotta say is tonight, LJ Cruz called himself So Fly, and that's so appropriate,
because
I'm
going to
throw him all around the ring tonight.
There you go, you can't say it better than that.
This
guy
is the All Empire episode, All Empire all the time.
Are we back on good terms?
Blackie, are you okay?
Listen, if you want to give him a receipt, he's right there.
You know,
too bad this ain't being recorded.
It is.
Yes, it is.
I'm talking about video.
Oh, hold on.
I'm glad it's not being recorded.
For the receipt.
Yeah, you know what?
We could shake hands. Like
things will be fine when I tell you they're fine because you cost me money and I'm a worker and, you know, I sit here and I do this as a profession and you cost me money. What do you do when someone screws you over? Hold on. Photo op.
Photographer.
But don't you have the benefit of face photography?
Who got the lips?
Okay.
I had to get my sexy on for a second.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I could have done a panorama shot on that thing.
The very next time we're in the ring.
And I cost you money, that's when we have a problem.
Yep. Don't know, if I'm don't in that know, ring and
care,
I hear
you,
you sit there and you talk bad about Tyrino, if I hear you talk bad about Tiana.
I would never do that.
If I hear you talk bad about me, I'm going to come out that ring.
Could happen.
I'm going to run it 30 miles an hour, kick your face off of your skull, off of your neck, off of your shoulders, into the wall.
Boom.
Damn.
It's going to be 1,000 ways to die in 5 seconds with
I'm
you.
I'm simply a commentator, and you're threatening me.
That's right. And you can sit there, and you go in the locker room, and you get anybody you want as a surrogate, and I'll beat them, and then after I'm done, I'll come back over and finish playing Rock Band with your face.
PS2, 3, and Xbox 360.
Bitch, and Wii U. It didn't even come out yet.
That didn't even come out yet. I'm gonna buy it.
You're still hot.
I'm not costing you money anymore. Ty, how about us? We good?
Yeah,
he's texting somebody right now. Wait a minute.
I'm trying to line up a girl for tonight.
Shh. He's going through his holodex.
Thank you, brother.
You just got the approval from Vag Fat, so everything will be all right.
That's right. You know, I don't do nothing without
the
Vag Fat.
Vag Fat.
Yeah.
That's right. Now, guys, I'm going to move on. I'm going to get highly entertaining wrestlers on. They're on the bill tonight.
Mm-hmm.
If that's okay with you guys.
Holly who?
Highly entertaining wrestlers.
That's okay. Us.
Yes, that is us.
Well,
okay.
These guys have the moniker.
Well, we don't have to call ourselves highly entertaining wrestlers.
That's us.
Mm-hmm.
You are highly entertaining.
So I'm gonna go now.
Fine, we'll leave.
I'm glad this didn't leave.
I didn't want you to leave. For the record,
you're the cool
one.
I love kissing your ass.
But it's easy.
Just be nice. Yeah, I just lost. I need somebody to kiss my ass.
All right. We're gonna take another break, and we'll be right back.
Take care of some financial issues right now. I don't think his Mac card's working right.
Yeah, he has an issue with his banking account. He will take care of it and join us hopefully shortly if he can.
Now, a big thing. I talked to Loudy on the Wednesday night program.
Yes, I listened to him.
And let's just say, I thought that was a great interview. Learned about him breaking into the business, but I also learned a little bit more about you guys. Now, this is hopefully the first of many opportunities that you guys have for title shots. Tonight, highly entertaining wrestlers take on the Untouchables, and that is for the World Tag Team Championship of New Moon Rising Wrestling. Now, speak of the devil, he'll be here in just a second.
Did everything get taken care of? Your Mac card work well?
Of course.
You said you had a little financial issues.
Okay, but just to catch you up to speed,
yes.
I think Sabre's going to answer this first, and then you're more than welcome. Tonight's their first chance at an opportunity for the World Tag Team.
First of many.
Yeah.
Well, we aren't going to need many. We're going to need one shot, and we will be the new tag team champion.
How about you, Lyle?
It's simple. They laid out the challenge to my man, and you know what? We're here. We've come to this.
You are here.
We've come to this warehouse.
It is a warehouse.
It's very cold, it's damp, and it smells. However... Yeah.
True.
He is not lying.
When we exit this building tonight, we, highly entertaining wrestlers, not you gentlemen, none of these peasant fans that are going to be here, are going to leave the building with the New Moon tag team titles. We don't like vampires. We don't like werewolves.
You certainly don't like zombies.
And we don't like zombies.
He was going for the New Moon
morons
reference.
Out there.
Yeah.
We'll
be leaving here 20 pounds heavier.
Oh, yeah. Yes, that is
20 pounds heavier.
Yes, if you didn't pick that up, Dean, that was a...
That was a Twilight reference.
It's a Twilight reference.
And I want to jump headfirst into the parking lot knowing that I know
apparently,
that.
Well, it's good to know it if you are hip to the scene of what's going on
I'm
in this world.
I'm
you were actually invited to be here.
I myself,
you know,
listen.
That's something else.
You turn them down. Like, we're not seeing that kind of crap.
Things to do.
Yes, exactly.
Well, the reality is when you're highly entertaining wrestlers and you roll the way we roll, we're getting our picture taken here. I'm going to do a 5-second pose.
Hey! NewmanRisingWrestling.com.
Yes, we're live taking pictures.
We're so used to this, not even fun.
I know, you guys must be, that's the life that you guys live.
It's simple. The best way to sum it up is, you could have a little bubble caption above our head. It would be constantly playing Paparazzi by Gaga. Because we're constantly getting pictures.
I'm going to hair behind that curtain for a second.
Yes.
With all of them.
Right.
I have heard stories that the parties you guys go to, that the life you guys live, I want to go out with you guys.
You just said you're not hip enough.
I'm not.
You're
so
Steve,
I,
on the other hand, can hang
about the horse.
I'll tell you what, Dean. You know what? Christmas is coming. You play your cards right. Maybe.
You'll get a guy.
I'll do like a Make-A-Wish Foundation type deal, and maybe bring you out. We'll put you to the side, toast you in, somewhere like...
We might have enough room on the guest list. Like an observer.
Right.
Make a documentary about this.
I just want to let all your fans out there listening to this know that don't go out and overspend your money on stupid holiday gifts. Live within your means so you're not poor in January.
That is why he is the financial miracle.
Well, here's the thing. Like, you know, we're talking about the Pavarotti thing, and just to quote the lady that, you know, our music's by, Strike a Pose. But anyway, I want to give you a little history.
on my history with the Untouchables, because this isn't my first rendezvous with the Untouchables.
That's right.
Been there and done that, and I'll tell you what, my record with the Untouchables is pretty much a winning record. I'm going to go back saying 3-1. I'm not going to name previous tag partners, but... You know, the Untouchables aren't new to me. The dub baby. But I'm not gonna sit there and say I'm, you know, blind to the Untouchables. I've been in the ring with these guys. I know what they're capable of, and I have informed Xavier Cross, and we have been ready. We have been ready for this match ever since it's been announced. So I'm guaranteeing that we're gonna walk out of here the New Moon Tag Team Champion.
Yes.
That's what I mean by 20 pounds heavier. Because Thanksgiving is Thursday, buddy. It's not this today. So 20 pounds heavier tonight, Dean. That's what highly entertaining wrestlers are gonna be on the map starting tonight.
Yes, and for a fact, know this: we despise the Chicago Bulls.
Hate them. Thank you.
Hate them.
Thank you.
And quite frankly, basketball jerseys, well, are not fashionable.
They were out of style clearly in the 90s. And not only are we going to walk out of the tag team champions, but we're going to do it looking fabulous.
I did want to say this, though. You know, being the people that we are, I did talk to MJ the other day. I didn't want to go there, but I did. I called my boy MJ up, and I told him about this match.
Is that about
Haynes
underwear?
No, Mr. Haynes himself.
You know how much money he's made from
that?
That's
Michael Jeffrey Jordan for you morons at home.
By the way, the note tags are a beautiful thing of
yes.
artwork.
And when we had lunch the other day, and we were eating some good grape salad that I like, and he looked at me and he said, "Do me a favor, Loudy." And I said, "What do you want, MJ?" He said, "Hey, slap them in the face for wearing my jersey." And I said, "You know what, MJ? We got you, bro." So to MJ, this is for you, buddy. Even though we don't like the Bulls.
So there you go. That pretty much wraps it up. That's a statement that you guys are going to make tonight. 20 pounds heavier. You're going to look fabulous. This is for you,
Dean, it's not a statement. It's a fact.
Facts are facts, Jack.
Just prepare yourself tonight. This crowd's going to be overwhelmed. And to be honest with you, New Moon's going to be overwhelmed.
And you
it's
know,
a new day, a new moon.
And right. You know what? I'm pretty sure Monday morning, the caption's going to say this. H-E-W, New Moon Tag Team Champions. Because we're going to be not only fabulous, but... We got another little style tonight. We're going to be on point.
I like that too. Guys, thanks for taking a little bit of time out.
It's been your pleasure,
Dean. Pleasure was all yours.
It is.
Have a Merry Christmas. Don't eat too much turkey. See you next week.
That's right, next week. Of course, big things happen the next week. Well, it appears I'm alone. We have a lot of stuff going down.
Oh, okay.
Go towards the center of the ring.
Paperboy delivering me some... How's it going? You want to say something?
No, I'm good.
You're good? I'm good.
The man doesn't want to cut promos.
He doesn't do anything.
He's a man of few words.
Are we on air?
Are we
doing the show right now?
That's very good.
We are live right now. I was pretty excited. Well, I was born in 1983, August 16th.
Did I say talk about yourself?
I'm going to talk about myself. Let me do my thing.
Yeah.
I was born in 1983 on August 16th. I'm a Leo.
It was a cold night.
It wasn't a cold night. It was hot as hell in the summer.
My
poor mother, who was a very nice lady, gave birth to this a-hole. I don't understand how.
I don't know what's going on.
That gentleman right there has a great hat.
He certainly does.
He does.
You know what? Now, last month, Dan, at ringside, a special enforcer was there.
That's right.
His name, to me, at the time, was Dark Angel Slayer.
Uh-oh.
But I think today we're going to find out a little bit more about this man.
Okay.
And here he comes. It's the Dark Angel Slayer. Now, that's how I know you. Apparently, I've heard through the rumors, through the grapevine, so to say, that you have a different name, you have a different identity here. You're starting new here.
Yes, Mr. Dixon, you are very well correct.
Mr. Dixon, wow, he showed you a little respect there.
Well,
you know,
he's the newest member of the Mises Society.
No, Cannon, I'm sorry.
All right, sorry.
You know, you see, how do you put up with guys like this?
I don't know.
We're twisting it around, man.
I'll tell you what happens.
Okay. You invite a guy on here to come talk, and then you got a guy who don't shut his mouth. Son, the way it's done is he answers the questions. You wait for the rebuttal. Sit there and shut up.
Got it.
God.
10-4.
Now, yes, for 18 years, Dean, I was known as the Dark Angel Slayer. But you know what? I had to put him away. You know, he more or less had to go on vacation for a little while. I've been stewing around and stewing around and stewing around. You know, I'm sitting here recovering from this ankle injury. Mr. Davis decides to call me on the phone, makes me a little bit of an offer to come join his Mises Society. Why not?
So you are... In fact, as I saw at the end of last show, you are, in fact, the newest member of the Mises Society. Now, what are you going to do?
Whatever I want to do.
Well, you have the ankle injury, though, so when's this going to start taking off? Are you still going to be here supporting the Mises Society? I'm not sure.
Maybe.
Here now?
Yeah, I may go catch a few beers before the show starts. You know, I may be here, I may not be.
But you're here now.
Yes, I am here now.
And it's the
Mises Society. Yes, it is. And I'm very well happy. And from this day forward, like I said, Dark Angel Slayer has been put away for a while. And, you know, I'm now known as Mean Mike Yeager.
Mean Mike Yeager.
Yeah, Mike Yeager is who I am. But you really, you know, that's what I want to be known as from here on out. You know, like I said, Dark Angel, that was the guy with the face paint who came out here and slapped all the kids' hands and wanted everybody to be, you know, I wanted to be friends with anybody. I don't care no more. I don't care about these putzes that come here and sit here.
You, of course, interfered in the World Tag Team title match last month.
I didn't do nothing. Damian Dragon shot me a dirty look, so I smacked him in the face with a bottle of water.
However it might be, however it went down, it's all a matter of perception versus reality.
No, I'm saying a word.
Probably a smart idea.
Absolutely.
Man. However it went down.
Sorry, sir.
Are you looking for them? They might be coming for payback. Fusion DS, of course, I'm talking about.
I could care less. You really think I'm worried about a little midget named Damian Dragon and his little friggin' Hawaiian punch buddy? Are you serious? I'm not worried about them. Do you see who I am with? I am with the Mises Society.
It is.
Are you,
in all of professional wrestling, it is the most powerful organization going today.
You see who I'm with? I'm not worried about these other knuckleheads, the Empire, running around there with their little girlfriend, their little cheerleader. Okay? I'm not worried about this.
Really?
I have no idea.
I'm going to tell her, Dean.
I mean, who is she?
I'm going
to
tell her.
She comes out here, she's trying to intimidate me.
Really?
With her band of thugs.
Yeah, please. Yeah, pure dominance, Ty Reno. The only thing he's dominating is a damn buffet. I'm not worried about Ty Reno. Trust me, when this comes off, he'll only be United States champion as long as I let him. That's all right. He may not even be it tonight because I think my brother LJ Cruz is going to smack him around like the little pimp that he is.
Now, what about, of course, King Blackie?
What about him? What's he the king of? The midgets? I'm not worried about Blackie either. What's he going to do, crawl up my neck and try to choke me out? Come on. Oh, please. I'm not worried about Blackie.
Now, that is true.
You know, like I said, the Empire, they're going to be second-rate citizens to us. That's just all there is to it, plain and simple. The Meat Society, where it is where it is, it's where it's at. We run New Moon Rising, and there ain't nothing that's going to get done about it. So, we'll just have to wait and see about that. I know I'm here. I may come out here tonight. I may not. You may not see me for the whole night. I may come out here.
You never know.
I may come out and support my brothers during their match. You never know.
You know,
like, no offense. You know, I just saw Little Loudy here in the hallway. Seeing Little Loudy and his couple boy toys, like, they're really going to be our untouchables. Is he delusional? I mean, the biggest one they got is Drew, and Drew's soaking wet is about as big as a noodle. So I'm not worried about Drew.
Now, speaking of Me Society, it's also
my brother, right here.
LJ Cruz has finally made it here. Okay. Nice to see you, LJ.
What's up, ladies and gentlemen? It's your favorite superstar and mine, the hashtag Mr. VIP. So fly, LJ Cruz.
Hashtag 490.
Hashtag Mr. 490 and hashtag baby VIP for my son.
That's right.
I had it on today. I got awesome.
All right. Okay. LJ's going to sit down.
LJ's doing live interview.
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
This is exciting.
This is always exciting when LJ's around. Why wouldn't it be?
I'm telling you. How are the clubs in Atlantic City?
They're coming back.
The
nightlife is always great. You know, after Hurricane Sandy, we had a little bit of some downtime, but trust and believe, the nightclub scene is live as always.
That's beautiful. Now, have you taken your newest drinking buddy with you?
Not yet. I do have to bring him out sometime, but I got to see if I can sneak him away from his wife.
Now, who's his wife? What's going on, man? I don't know.
Yo, hey, we're live on the air here, buddy. She may be listening. Shut it.
We can't let her know.
God.
We can't let her know.
Thanks a lot, Dean. Now I got to go home and sleep on the porch, right? You got sat in front of your ass.
Well, he might be a big guy here at New Moon Rising, but they're still the boss at home, right?
Man, I'll tell you.
You would
we
think.
All have to deal with that.
You all got to deal with the big bosses.
Yep.
Like I said, Dean, you am I here, even though I have the ankle injury. Guess what? I'm here, like I said, to support my brother. I'm going to watch LJ.
Whoa, my goodness. He's been drinking, I guess.
I'm here to watch my brother.
And here's another member of the Me Society.
Absolutely.
Me Society. I keep telling you, Dean, we are everywhere.
What?
I was out here for a good 15 minutes with Empire.
Yes.
That was...
Do you still have your wallet?
I'm not sure.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure. Now, see,
you're from the hood. It has nothing to do with anything else.
The bottom section of West Philly?
Yes. The bottom section.
What?
You know what West Philly is? I'm born and bred. I'm from the toughest part of Philadelphia there is, baby. I'm from the Badlands. I'm from North Philly. West Philly's like freaking, I don't know, Wizard of Oz compared to where I come
That's
from.
Right. Wizard of Oz,
so,
proper
you know,
room.
I mean, you know,
I'm
West
just saying,
Philly,
scariest.
I mean.
Scariest 15 minutes of my life.
Yeah.
You're
basically comparing Grease with West Side Story. Listen, I just feel really bad. You know, it's really nuts. You had to sit out here and do 15 minutes with the Empire. So that means you had to look at Ty Reno in the face, Blackie in the face, and then, oh my God, you had to look at that Sienna chick in the face. Good Lord.
I'll tell you what. I think she was giving me the eyes.
Yes. She might have.
She probably
would. You know, she had the right amount of money, you know. She might be yours for tonight. It's just hearing, though.
Well, you know, LJ Cruz does have deep pockets, so. But I'm a merry man.
You are so full of crap. Now, we'll get to LJ in just a second, but.
I just have a quick little message.
I want to know about that Dolan. It's an I Hate You match.
Well, what happened was, I said I hate him, which is obviously true. I mean, look at the guy. He's stupid. He writes books about Hitler. And, you know, he's Tank Tolan. Come on. But anyway, here's a guy that we're talking to, and, you know, I don't like him. So I get an email from the board, and they say, you hate him so much, let's have a Hate You match. I said, what's that? As you did, Dean.
What is that?
And what obviously what it is... Clearly, what they said was clear. Justin, that means you can stand in the corner and go, I hate you, I hate you. That's what something Tank's hole would do. Yeah, he has nothing else better on his mind except to say the same three words over and over.
Now, wait a second. Let's get serious here for a second.
Okay.
Hurricane Sandy.
Yes.
Tank Tolan, I heard, was out there fishing.
Yes.
Okay, moving on.
Damn, he came back. Damn wave.
Well, so I hate you, that's where we were.
Yes, I told the world I hated this guy. So the board calls me in, and Donald Warren sitting in his condo, beachfront condo, of course.
You know what I heard about Donald Warren?
What's that?
I heard he broke his ribs sneezing.
Yes.
That's
yes.
true.
That's what I heard.
I,
as well.
I wish I could make that up, but I'm not.
A better story can't be made.
That's true.
So, and I hate you, Mets. They said, here's the rules.
Are you talking again?
Yeah.
Shut up.
Quiet, Wayne. Here's the rules. They say, since you hate this guy so much, you get to pick the rules. And he has to abide by it. So what do I pick? I pick the most ingenious rules for the Me Society. Falls count anywhere, no holds barred. Me and Tank Toner.
Nice.
Now, I saw a match like that.
But I do have some bad news.
Oh, what's the bad news?
Donald Warren accepted and said that the Me Society was banned from ringside. But that I'm not too worried about. Because,
well, you can take it in the back then.
Yeah.
I don't
falls
approve.
Anyway.
Dean, you're exposing my plan.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
I apologize.
So,
great minds think alike.
Yes, yes. But I have to take care of some business elsewhere.
All right. That was just in America. Now, LJ.
Yes.
You also have a title shot here tonight. You're taking on the United States.
First, I gotta say I'm a little disappointed. And you're like, we'll get to LJ in a minute. When you got LJ Cruz on the show, the most important man in wrestling, that hurts a little bit.
I'm a little off tonight.
Granted, it was another member of the Me Society, and you know we're all about me, but I'm all about me. So, continue. I apologize.
He does that. He does that all the time. You do have.
Will you go get a hot dog or something? You keep interrupting us. Beat it, will you?
That's right. I'm telling you.
I'm sorry, LJ. How do you put up with that idiot?
It's tough.
Oh, my God. Go get me a coffee. You know what? I'm really getting sick of him being here. LJ,
go take him away. Come on.
Take care, big man.
All right. So, Big Mike taking care of little Dan. Now, you have a United States title shot here tonight.
Absolutely.
What are your thoughts? We talked about it briefly before you were here. But what are your thoughts going into this match? And it's against a guy. There is some mutual respect here because you guys did kind of come up together.
Yes, Ty and I did come into the business together. You know, we kind of went our separate ways for a little while. This is actually our first one-on-one encounter. Ty is no weak competitor, point blank. I'm coming off a 4-month hiatus. I have a fire that I just cannot wait to express in the ring. I'm coming with this. I'm just ready for a fight. And Ty, I know, will bring the fight. And it's for the United States Championship, a very prestigious title in this company. And me, LJ Cruz looks like a champion should. LJ Cruz acts like a champion should. And LJ Cruz wrestles like a champion should. So Ty beat 12 guys last month. Congratulations. You have to beat me to be able to really call yourself the true United States champion. And my friend, I just don't think that's happening today.
I really have no rebuttal. You said it all there.
Mm-hmm.
LJ, it's always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure. Hashtag Mr. US Champ. For then, hashtag Mr. 490. Hashtag Mr. VIP. So fly, LJ Cruz.
Girl, look at that body. That's all I got to say. All right.
I'll see you guys later tonight.
You have a good one now.
You too.
All right, we're running out of time, so we need... I'm telling you.
Hold on. All right.
What are you doing, Dan?
Sorry, I was able to outrun him. I was able to outrun him because, you know, he had the gimmick on, so.
Oh.
Whoa, hey, let's get this thing set up here.
He's throwing everything all over the place.
I'm telling you.
What's up, bro, Chachos?
All right. Dan Colin, it's always a pleasure to see you.
Okay.
Goodness.
What's going on?
Those biceps.
I know, man.
How did they get bigger from last month?
Oh, man.
Well, I have a few ways.
Did they? I don't know. I think it's just smoke and mirrors.
It could be.
I overinflated them tonight.
You know what? I always say that I don't know what's going on with this thing. I'm telling you. We've
got mic issues.
Yeah, we do.
I never have this issue keeping it up before.
Maybe you need a magic mic.
There we go. We're good.
Okay. So, Tank, I'm telling you, you know, I say a lot of things.
Yep. Yep.
But
and he was just saying them. I'm throwing you under the bus now since you let me get
killed. Oh, snap.
But I'm just saying, I'm looking forward to this. I am here tonight at Fallout.
I hate the match. All right. So, basically, I just rolled in here, and I have to understand what exactly, you know, I just come in, and I just say, who am I beating up today?
Yeah.
And what type of match is it? And I haven't even found that out yet. So why don't you break the news to me as far as what I'm doing?
Okay, an I Hate You match is going to be a falls count anywhere, no disqualification match.
Oh.
You and Justin America.
Okay. And who else? Anyone else?
No, it's just you and Justin.
Are you going to be able to hear me with that going on?
Yeah, they can.
Because what I have to say is very, very important, of course.
Yeah, just get a little closer. Get a little closer.
Yeah, it's all good. Yeah, so basically it's an I Hate You match, and
Falls Count Anywhere,
and no disqualification or?
No DQ.
You know, that usually does not work well for the other people, because not only can I wrestle technically, but I can be just as dirty as anyone else if I need to be. And
I've never seen it that way.
You know,
you always seem like, you know, I do make fun. I do poke fun. I hope you realize it's all in fun.
Well, no, it's if
because
it's
you're on
this
side of the table. This
Of course, it's in fun right now that I'm on this side of the table. But the fact is that the reason I don't fight dirty is because I don't need to. I can put the whooping on someone nice and clean, technical style.
But what's
going
to happen when you have to kind of just to survive in this type of atmosphere tonight?
Well, I mean, that's the whole point is that, you know, I'm going to do what I need to do to win, as I always do. But if this is a falls count anywhere, no disqualification, then anything I do is legal. So in my mind, that's just part of the match.
And I am hearing the Mii Society is barred from ringside.
Well, you know, whether they're there or not, I'm not really concerned. I'll have my focus on Justin America, and if anyone else decides to stick their nose in it, I'll be happy to break their nose as well.
Fair enough.
So how's his math now?
His math is excellent. He did 25%.
And he had to tell you that.
Actually, I'll tell you, I actually eliminated 33%. Yes, there's 13 people in the match. I was one of them making 12. I eliminated 4 of the 12. So by and by, it's 33%.
So how do you feel about that?
Why don't you take over, Dan?
I will.
You know what?
Anyway.
The real number that is important is 3 anyway, and that's not a problem. I can count to 3. 1, 2, 3.
Can the ref count it?
And I know it won't be me that's going to be looking up at the ceiling, so that's all that matters.
You know, you
hold on here. Hold on for the camera.
All right, there
Silence.
We go.
We get it? Okay.
She got it. All right.
We just had to take a little.
Let's rock you by Doritos.
Yes.
Dan, we're almost out of time. Tank, right, yes. I want to thank you.
Thank you.
I'm looking forward to that match, quite frankly.
I'm looking forward to it, too. And I don't, you know, he is, and with exception of Justin Incredible, I think, if I'm not mistaken, I heard he was crapping his pants. So that's just rumor.
That's me. So, Hank, I want to thank you for your time.
Yeah, always a pleasure.
And apparently we have.
Power, oh my God!
Apparently. Hey, who's hand is that?
Hank, Dean, I asked you not to tickle me like that in public.
Anyway, we're gonna sign off here, Dan.
You don't want to Robert?
It's 10:30.
It's 10:30, Delsey Drive, Building 4W, Exit 25A on 295 South. Again, do not go further than that. There's nothing down there going on today worth it. New Moon Rising Wrestling, Fallout, 7 o'clock. Tickets, how much, Dean?
10.
Next month, there's going to be an announcement. There's going to be a special with Toys for Tots. So keep listening. BlogTalkRadio.com.